Mint PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/how-are-you-really. It contains helpful questions, prompts, and more, and will be referred to as the enhancement. You can also check out my website, www.jennakutcher.com. Introduction. Can we talk? Confession. I'm not one for small talk. Please, if we ever meet, don't ask me about the weather. There are apps for that. I'd rather talk to you about your impending divorce, the new organizational hack you just learned, that viral TikTok caprese salad, your toddler's tantrum, or the odd shape of that mole under your armpit that you really should get checked. Small talk drains me. It sucks the life out of me. I'm like a scuba diver that wants to venture way down into the depths, like ear-poppingly deep. Leave that surface stuff to the snorkeler floating at the top with her butt bobbing out of the water, you know? And yet these days, small talk feels like it's the norm. Whether it's the cashier at Target, the neighbor in your cul-de-sac, or that friend you haven't had a chance to sit with in over a year, it seems like it's hard to get past the good and busy responses to the questions that most people ask, but don't really have enough time to hear the response. How are you? But let's be honest. It's easy to see why many of us don't really know how to answer that question. We're not going to dive straight into the aches and pains of our plantar fasciitis with the barista in the Starbucks window. With some relationships, you have to snorkel before you can deep dive. But the rest of them, those inner circle relationships with the people who have our back, we must be willing and wanting to explore the depths a little more. Sometimes our brains simply stay in the habit of trying to connect the dots for the easiest, quickest response to offer. And sometimes we're afraid to burden a close friend with the truth, or are scared to show a different side of us that stays hidden when we talk about the weather, or the local football team, or that one soup recipe on Pinterest. We tend to take the most direct route to get me out of this conversation before I expose myself, just like we let Siri reroute us around the rubble of road construction. We avoid the curves, the dips in the road, and the dust of our lives in conversation. We quickly reroute to safe territory or take the quickest exit to keep us safe from answering the bigger question. It's like we want others to pay attention, but not so closely that they ask us about the real stuff, the personal stuff. The, it's a long story, so who would even want to listen to it stuff? Beyond getting really honest about the things that might not be okay, we stifle the things that make us come alive. It's like we all end up chattering about on this banged up planet carrying these big dreams and audacious goals and boundary breaking ideas, and we keep them quiet. All throughout the week, in the checkout line, on the conference call, around the dinner table, we are walking around with wild parts of ourselves left unspoken. But have you ever felt the feeling that comes when you cut the fluff, get past the small stuff, and are asked, "How are you, really?" Just the addition of that one precious word, that small invitation to cut the crap and stop with the niceties and be real with yourself and whoever is brave enough to ask it, it feels like a gulp of oxygen, like coming to the surface and seeing the light again. So why don't we do this every moment we can? What are we running from, drowning out, and keeping under lock and key? The answer. The truth is, we're scared of what might come out if we pause to pose the question with honesty, not only to the people in our lives, but to ourselves. We're scared of what we'd hear if we got quiet enough to ask ourselves the questions that matter. Is there more out there? Is this it? Am I actually happy? What now? What's next? What's wrong? When these questions come to the surface, most of us shove them back down, grab the smoothie, run out the door, and get on with our day, keeping ourselves busy so we don't actually pause long enough to have to sit with the responses. But the answers to our deep questions somehow find their way into our lives. They return to us in the middle of the night or when we're driving to that thing we wish we hadn't committed to. They come after the toddler spills the Cheerios on the floor or the teenager rolls her eyes for the 17th.